here's a story from The World.
Southeast Asia had been one of the globe's success stories in containing the pandemic. Countries in China's backyard, such as Thailand and Vietnam, closed their borders quickly when the coronavirus first started to spread beyond Wuhan, China. And because of that, they had relatively few cases of COVID. To date, Thailand has recorded just over 600 deaths since this all began, Vietnam only 37. But these success stories are at risk as officials in Southeast Asia struggle with a new spike. The world's Patrick Nguyen joins me now. Patrick, you're in Bangkok. What is the COVID-19 situation like in Thailand?
It's not so good, Carol. Thailand just saw its worst day for new infections, nearly 5,000 in one day. The virus is racing through prisons. It's racing through poor neighborhoods where people lived in more cramped spaces. And now the hospitals seem to be running out of beds. So the kind of horror stories that happened in America or Brazil last year, I think people are worried that that could come here. And we have to keep in mind, except for a few spikes, life has been kind of normal here. I mean, you can go to the gym, you can go to the pub. Everyone is very mask compliant, but now most public places are shut down. So Vietnam is also struggling with a spike too. And Vietnam was maybe the biggest success story in Asia when it comes to battling COVID. Cambodia, a much poorer country between Thailand and Vietnam, is also reeling. Laos as well. So it's been a major disappointment to everyone who thought, well, at least the Southeast Asian mainland countries had this under control.
What is behind this current spike?
Right. So just to focus on Thailand, there have been a few outbreaks here. The first was brought by Chinese tourists traveling from Wuhan in the very early days. The second centered around a fish market where migrants were working in close quarters. But both of those outbreaks got put down pretty quickly. This new wave, Carol, it really started exploding among government officials. It actually turns out a lot of them were going to this particular very pricey Bangkok nightclub. You could call it a gentleman's club if you want to be polite. And that was a hot spot. It started going from officials to high society, and then it got spread from there. Nightclubs are supposed to be closed, by the way, for more than a year in Thailand. So this notion among the public that officials were handling this really well, that notion has been severely damaged now that officials have become the news here for helping spread this virus.
Wow. What about vaccines? Are they coming anytime soon in Thailand?
Not fast enough. In Thailand, only about 1% of the population is vaccinated. Same with Vietnam. Both countries say they'll do a big vaccination drive starting in June, July. But, you know, delays are very possible because all around the world, these sort of middle tier countries have to wait for vaccines to become available once the Western countries get their fill. And Carol, the clock is really ticking. I mean, these Southeast Asian countries, their economies are just getting hammered. Shops are shut down. Hotels are shut down. No tourists can come. It's a real crisis, especially for Thailand. People are getting pretty desperate.
How are governments in Thailand and Vietnam responding to this?
It's not like France or Italy last year, where if you went outside your house, even for a walk, the police would tell you to go back inside. You can go outside, but not many stores are open. You can go buy groceries. You cannot sit down at a restaurant and have a meal. You cannot go to the gym. You can't even go to the park. And these rules kind of will change week by week as the situation changes, but it's kind of a light shutdown. And it appears that that will be in play for the foreseeable months because the percentage of people who have COVID-19 in Thailand and Vietnam is starting to get high enough. So it looks like these shutdown measures won't just be able to tamp them down. And it probably will remain until there are vaccines.
Do you have any idea when these countries will open to the outside world?
Sort of. Both Vietnam and Thailand, they really want tourists who have been vaccinated to come soon to get the economy going, but they really can't do that until their own populations have some sort of herd immunity because vaccinated travelers can also come and potentially spread COVID. So this is actually hotly debated. You know, when do we let tourists back in? There were hopes that maybe in Thailand, at least, they could heavily vaccinate certain beach cities and open them up by the summer. This new spike makes that less likely. So now I think if all goes well, it's looking more like late 2021 for a big opening up for these mainland Southeast Asian countries. That's about how long it's going to take them to get enough of the population vaccinated that they can open up to tourists.
The World's Patrick Nguyen speaking to us from Bangkok. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thanks, Carol.
PRX.